Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Oh, we have a message for all Christians and non-Christians alike.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're here with us on today. Today is a great and wonderful day. Yeah. This year seems to be going by pretty fast. It seems like it's going just flying past us. But hey, it's all right. It's good. God has allowed us one more day to get it right with Him. Just one more day. That's all we need. One day to get it right. 1 minute to get it right. 1 hour to get it right. So, whatever you have to do, get right with God. And let Him tell you how to think. And let Him show you what you need to do. Let Him guide you. You know, not me guide you. Let God guide you. God won't lie to you. And He has your best interest at heart, no matter what happens in the world. You know, some people have your best interest until something happens to them, or until, you know, something happens in their country or in the world in itself, or some kind of tragedy. And then all of a sudden it's every man for himself. And I get it. But God don't do that. God don't do that. God is with you from beginning and all the way, is what He said. He's with you always. So, here's the thing. We're going to read these verses today. It's a message for everybody, really. It's generally a message for the believers, right? But this is a message that everybody can get if they want to. If they want to believe today and be holy today, you can do this thing today. All right, now listen, before we do all of that, before we get into our reading, go on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share a like until you can't share no more. Share those links. Share the downloads, share the links, get them in your group text. You've got about 10, 15 people in your group text. Text everybody the links and let's see what happens. Let's talk. Let's discuss it. Also, you can text the word give to 614-363-6133. You can text the word give to 614-363-6133 and let God use you on the prompts. Amen. Now, as I tell you all the time, everybody's sins have been forgiven. This is the good news. Not that God's going to get you. Not that God's going to send you to hell. The good news is that everybody's sins have been forgiven. Now, the only thing that we can do is believe it. If we believe it, we have it. If we don't believe it, it's still there until you do believe it. But if you don't believe it, then you're saying basically, I don't believe God did what He said. And you're not going to call God a liar and get away with that. Okay? That's why people end up in the situations that they are in, you know, whether it be alive or gone away from here. If you're going to believe God, believe God. If you're not going to believe Him, don't believe Him. It's up to you. Do whatever you want. All right. And you're never too late. It's never too late for you to turn your life around. It's never too late. Some people say, I'm 100 years old. I'm 50 years old. I can't turn. I can't change. I don't have any new tricks. I'm an old dog. Hey, listen, it's never too old. You're never too old to change. And so it's never too late to change. All you have to do is ask God. He'll show you. All right, we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. And we'll start at verse number 8. Got something in my throat this morning. Basically, it says this. Well, I'll just read it. Verse number 8. Finally, all of you should be of one mind. Talking about the Christians, you know. And anybody who wants to become a believer, understand that when you become a believer, you become of that one mind. That's what we should do. It says, finally, all of you should be of one mind. We should be of one mind. Mm-hmm. Sympathize with each other. You know, once we become believers, we don't fight each other. you know, regardless of what church or denomination you say you're going to be a part of, we don't fight each other. Period. Point blank. Even if it's unbelievers, we don't fight them either. We sympathize with each other, you know, love each other as brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. You know how you protect your brother and your sister? The same way you need to protect the believers. You know, we're all of the same mind. We sympathize with each other. It's not me against you. I'm with you, even though I don't know you like that, right? I'm supposed to be with you, right? Finally, be of one mind, sympathize with each other, love each other as brothers and sisters. Don't love each other as enemies. Mm-mm. As brothers and sisters, you have something connecting you. That blood that was on the cross, forgiveness of sin, that connects you. That makes you brothers and sisters. Be tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude. Yeah. Tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude. A humble attitude. Meaning, I'm not better than you. Actually, I'm always going to say you're better than me. I'm always going to say it. I'm always going to keep that mind. You're better than me. You know, I'm not on your level. I'm not going to try to put you under me. I always put myself under. I never keep myself above people. No, don't do that. It's dangerous. It's the reason why he tells us to be tenderhearted and keep a humble attitude, because there's always somebody in real life better than you in whatever it is that you do. There's someone there who can teach better than you, who can preach better than you, who can play better than you, who can sing better than you, who can live better than you, who has more money than you. It's always somebody like that, right? Well, you and I, as believers, we are to keep a humble attitude. Verse number 9, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. When people insult you, you don't retaliate. You know, you don't play the dozens. Yeah, I understand sometimes you're kidding around and you might say little things with each other, but you got to be careful with what you say, because a lot of times you're playing around, but you can really stumble upon something that really hurts people or that really stings. And you got to always be willing to be humble. And if you see that you did that or something like that happened, go ahead and apologize. Don't let it wait. Just apologize. Don't repay evil for evil, because they did you wrong, you're going to do them wrong. No. They did you wrong, you're going to figure out a way to get back at them. No. Don't retaliate with insults when they insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. How about that? Brother Leonardo, you this, that, and other, and I don't like this, and I don't like that. Okay, it's okay. You can have just your opinion. It's fine. You know, may God bless you anyway. You see what I'm saying? It's not going to hurt you to bless them. It's not going to hurt you. Whenever they do things to hurt you, you bless them. And watch what happens. Watch their heart melt. Watch it. It might not be in one day. It might not be in 2 days. It might not be in a year, but you just keep blessing them. And yet, and sooner or later, they'll stop doing whatever they're doing and ask you, why do you keep giving blessings and saying blessings upon me when I try to insult you? And all you have to do is say, hey, my father said not to do things like that. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. It didn't say don't pay them back now. It just says pay them back with a blessing. don't get it twisted. We're going to pay you back. If you insult me, I'm going to pay you back. But I'm going to pay you back with a blessing. That keeps me from getting angry. It might even sting what you said. It keeps me from getting angry and upset. And especially if I don't have anything good to say, I'm going to just not say anything and then look at you. But what did God tell me to do? He said, pay him back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do. Okay, what does God call me to do? Pay him back with blessings, and don't repay evil with evil. Don't retaliate with insults when they insult you. Don't pay him back with evil. Give them blessings. That is what God has called you to do, and he will grant you his blessing. See that? Because you gave a blessing, God gives you a blessing. So if you want a blessing from the Lord, maybe you should give out some blessings. Maybe you should give out some blessings if you want more blessings from the Lord. Ain't that nice? See how the Lord agreed with me just then? That's good. If you want more blessings, how about you bless other people? You know, a lot of times we talk about giving alms and things and giving money to people who you know need it. you know, things like that. That's a blessing to people. That's a blessing. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you, and instead pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do. And He will grant you His blessing. Now, when God gives you a blessing, His blessing is bigger than the blessing that you gave. So if you want a bigger blessing than get the blessing that you gave, all you have to do is give away the blessings that you have and then let God bless you. See this? And then it says, verse number 10, for the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil. If you want to enjoy life and live many days, keep your tongue from speaking evil. You want to live a long life? Mm-hmm. Keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. See, God gives us the secrets. He gives us secrets. If you want to enjoy a long life and see happy days, many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. You know, a lot of times that's hard to do. But we got to work on it. It's just something we have to do. We have to work on our lips, man. We got to work on our lips. Somebody say, work on your own lips, please. Yeah, we got to work on our lips. If we work on our lips, you know, this is what will happen. We'll enjoy a long life and have many happy days. And it's that all we have to do is keep our tongue from speaking evil and our lips from telling lies. Verse number 11, turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. There you go. If you want to do what God says, you want, what is the will of God? What does God want me to do? Okay, let's see. For the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and keep your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Turn away from evil and do good. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace. Search for peace and work to maintain it. So not just looking for peace for a temporary thing, you know, here and there. But once you find it, work to maintain peace. And even if you don't find peace, you know, try to maintain some kind of peace. Try to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and His ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns His face against those who do evil. That tells everything. If you want to do what God says, do it. And watch His face turn toward you. Watch His ear turn toward you and hear your prayers. The prayers of a righteous man availeth much.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.